From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Check out the website for the Consumer Product Safety Commission and take a look at the recent recalls section. It's quite a list. Boys' hooded sweatshirts, girls' clothing sets, ceramic heaters, toasters, holiday figures. Batches of all of those things have been recalled in just the past few days. And, of course, there were the lead toy recalls earlier this year. Though the number of recalls is holding pretty steady, there's growing concern that the system for recalling bad products is itself flawed. Critics say it often takes too long for a recall to happen, and that when it does, not much changes. NPR's Anthony Brooks has the story.
Nicola and Chad Johns of Roseville, California, believe the nation's product recall system is broken. Here's why. In April of 2005, they put their 9-month-old baby boy, Liam, to bed in a crib. Everything seemed normal until the next morning when Nicola went back to her son's room.
I saw my son hanging from the crib, his neck basically caught at the mattress. So his chin was resting on the mattress and the rest of his body was hanging straight down.
The crib was made in China by Pennsylvania-based Simplicity Incorporated, also marketed as Graco. Like many cribs, it had one side that could drop down to make it easier to reach the baby. In this crib, that drop side came loose, allowing Liam's neck to get wedged between the side and the mattress.
When I pulled him out of the crib, he was not breathing, and we gave him CPR until the paramedics came, and he was pronounced dead at the hospital. He was 9 months old.
Liam's death prompted Nicola and Chad Johns to file suit against Simplicity Incorporated. They argued that a design flaw and unclear assembly instructions created the deadly hazard. Their lawyer, Charles Kelly, alerted the Consumer Product Safety Commission, the CPSC, of the danger.
I alerted the CPSC in June of 2005, 2 months after Liam's death, and it wasn't until over 2 years later that they sent a field investigator to come and look at the crib and take it away.
By then, the cribs had killed two more babies, temporarily trapped seven others, and prompted more than 50 complaints. Finally, this past September, 2.5 years after Liam John's death, the CPSC and Simplicity recalled 1 million cribs, the largest crib recall ever. The question now, how effective is the recall? Again, attorney Charles Kelly.
It's woefully inadequate because the recall itself allows the company to simply send a repair kit to parents and ask the parents to repair the defective crib themselves.
Kelly says Simplicity should be required to track down the dangerous cribs, get them back, and give their customers full refunds. Instead, it's up to customers to learn if they have a problem.
Thank you for calling the Simplicity or Graco branded crib dropside recall line.
Simplicity has set up this toll-free number, which provides a series of questions and instructions about how to get and install a repair kit. The company did not respond to numerous requests from NPR to talk about the case until moments before this broadcast, making a recorded interview impossible. It did release a statement last September that said Simplicity strives to make safe products, which is why it agreed to the recall. But consumer advocates say this particular recall is troubling. Here's Donald Mays, Director for Public Safety Planning at Consumers Union.
Simplicity bragged about the fact that they got a great response rate to the recall news. They said after 1 month that there were 45,000 responses to their recall action. That means that there are still more than 950,000 hazardous cribs still remaining in the homes of unsuspecting consumers. That's a serious problem.
May says this particular case is indicative of the problems of recalls in general. An investigation by Consumer Reports found that almost a third of all recalled vehicles, more than a half of all toys and appliances, and three-quarters of child car seats are never repaired or returned to stores. But Julie Valise, spokesperson at the Consumer Product Safety Commission, says the CPSC doesn't rate the success of a recall by how many products are returned.
The way the CPSC determines whether or not there has been a successful recall is if the number of incidents or reports and complaints to the agency go down once the recall is announced.
Valise couldn't talk about why it took the Consumer Product Safety Commission more than 2 years to investigate and recall those Simplicity cribs. She's not allowed to without Simplicity's permission. But Donald Mays of Consumers Union says the Consumer Product Safety Commission is woefully understaffed, with only 400 full-time employees.
only 15 of whom actually work the docks to prevent unsafe products from crossing our borders. There are more than 300 ports in this country, so there's a lot of different ports of entry. 15 people can't cover them all.
May says manufacturers should be required to do comprehensive testing to ensure products are safe before they're sold. Many companies now do that on their own, but May says they should be required to by law. For her part, Nicola Johns favors tougher laws, even if it's too late to save her son and the two other babies who died in the Simplicity cribs.
We're not going to stop until we have some kind of law changed, and that is our goal. We can't save our child, but we can save other people's, hopefully.
Nicola Johns and her husband, Chad, eventually settled with Simplicity, but they're barred from disclosing the terms. But that's not stopping them from continuing to speak out. Anthony Brooks, NPR News, Boston.
And you can find a link to the CPSC's recall page at npr.org.